So what else can I say? Let's change the subject, hey? Nobody wants a Debbie Downer podcast. I mean, I'm never going to get the thousands of listeners that Big Fatty has if I don't start making this a podcast about testicles and slings and snakes and grannies and whatever other poodle McNoodles. Alan, will you be my poodle McNoodle?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Nobody wants a Debbie Downer podcast.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2012 of the BFO for Friday the 9th of October 2015. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm just gonna catch up on some things. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty doing old school. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. I mentioned it on yesterday's show, and I'll mention it again today, y'all. It's an ass kicking of a weekend, yes, Big Fatty, and so y'all, it's coal mine. It's a big coal mine weekend, so it's kicking ass, yes, Big Fatty, and so y'all, needless to say, it's lots on the plate, and I think we should get right to it. Yes, Big Fatty! Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it.
The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by DI Plus. Check them out at dubiousintent.com.
Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, we usually don't have a technology segment this early in the show. Well, it's true, but y'all, there's going to be some new technology coming to the Fat Villa. Big Fatty, what is it? Well, here's a clue. At the VRC. It is the VRC. Y'all, I got an e-letter at the coal mine earlier this week, and y'all, it was from the TiVo. It was from the Big Fatty. Is that that sports ball person, that Tim TiVo? No. But y'all, it was from TiVo, and y'all, I've had TiVo for, well, let's just look. I've got my account here. Let's just go look at my account. Let's see when I bought my first TiVo. Y'all, I can tell you when it was. It was back when Big Fatty and Miss Kitty were gonna do a trip to Australia, y'all. It didn't go far enough back, but y'all, I don't know. That was back in the mid 2000s, I guess. But y'all, I've had TiVo. I've probably had TiVo for at least 10 years, and y'all, I just love it. I just love it. And the current one that I have, it's the TiVo Premiere, and y'all, I've enjoyed it and everything, and I got it back in 2010, and y'all, it's just gotten a little sluggish, and so they've been running advertisements for this TiVo Romeo or whatever. And y'all, I just didn't take the plunge. Well, earlier this week, they've come out with something new called the TiVo Bolt. Be ready. And y'all, I'm just gonna give you the what is it? The highlights of it, y'all. First of all, it's white and it's curved and it's awfully fancy looking. Is all I've got to say, y'all. It has something on it called the commercial killer, and y'all, you just hit a button and it fast forwards automatically through the commercials. Not, you don't have to sit there and keep clicking to add 30 seconds or add a minute or anything like that. Y'all, there's another thing called quick mode.
Big Fatty, it's kind of like how people listen to the BFO.
Well, it is. But y'all, you can watch shows 30% faster without the voices getting squirrely. And it's great for sports ball and news and political addresses, it says. And then y'all, it is 4K ready. And y'all, Big Fatty is probably going to be buying a new TV machine soon. And y'all, that 4K is the new it's the shit, Big Fatty. And so y'all, this TiVo Bolt. It has a 500 gigabyte hard drive on it, and you can go over to TiVo.com and take a look at it. It's got all the things that the Romeo Pro has, and lots more things. It can record 4 shows at the same time. The TiVo I have now only does 2 at the same time, and there have been times that I've wanted to record more than 2 things at the same time. It's smaller. I've ordered it. And it should be here later today. It's a guarantee. It's free shipping. And it was said that it would be here on Friday. And y'all, here's the thing. It's $299 for the machine. And y'all, TiVo service for me, I think, is $12.95 a month to get the TiVo service. And what happens when you buy this TiVo Bolt? They give you 1 year of TiVo service for free. So, y'all, not only am I getting a new TiVo, but I'm not paying my monthly service for an entire year. Now, y'all, $13 a month, that's $130 and $26. That's $150. Y'all, it's basically the brand new TiVo, which I was really have been considering getting for quite a while, is going to cost me about $150. So, y'all, I just took the plunge. Now, y'all, I may be cussing. Come Monday's little show, and old Vader may get a call saying, "Oh, Vader, come bail my ass out, bitch." Fatty, I'm sure you will. Y'all, I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to give it a try. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I got several things on my list here. Let's just see here. First thing is, I've got a scratch off still to do. Let's go ahead and do that. Y'all, this is the Double Diamonds, and this is one of those that Kingsley sent to me. What do I do here? It says, if any one or more of your numbers match either of the winning numbers, you win the prize shown below the number. Match 3 identical prize amounts and win that amount. Okay? So, 2 ways to win. So, here we go. Y'all, the winning numbers are number 16 and number 12. Big Fatty, I just think that this is going to be a lucky. It's Lucky Friday. All right, well, let's just take a look. Here we go. Number 9, no winner there. Number 17, not a winner. Number 10, no winner there. Number 6, not a winner. Number 13, no winner there. Number 3, not a winner. Number 19, not a winner. Number 20, no winner there. Number 11, not a winner. And number 1, no winner there, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, let's just see if, three identical prize amounts are on here. So let's say we got $1,000, not a winner. $20, no winner there. $4, not a winner. $50, not a winner. $5, $100, not a winner. $2, fuck $2. $10, $20,000, and $1. Big Fatty, it was not a winner, but Kingsley, thank you so much for the scratch off. You're awfully kind. Awfully, awfully kind to remember Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of awfully kind, y'all, I am remiss. Y'all are on Monday of this week. Miss Kim Beaver, y'all, she moved into her new lodge. I thought that Kim Beaver was moving into the new lodge mid-month, but Big Fatty, other things happen mid-month with Miss Beaver. Oh, okay. Miss Beaver is in the new lodge. From what I understand, the sheep are happier than a pig in shit. Big Fatty! So, y'all, keep Kim Beaver in your thoughts, because y'all, trust me, she's going to be living out of boxes for Big Fatty. The Lesbiterians love a good box. Oh, okay, well, we don't need to go there. So, Miss Beaver, good luck to you on the unpacking of the new lodge. Yes, Big Fatty, and she's selling the old lodge, too. It just won't be the same without all that tuna in the anyway. I've got some e-letters here that I've been meaning to read. Big Fatty Hat M will be just delighted with this. I've fallen behind is what I'm trying to say. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's just see here. Dr. Stone back in June. Big Fatty, you are behind on these. Dr. Stone sent me something about a good read about farts. Big Fatty, just what we want to hear. You farting on a Friday. Here we go. The farts deserve names, too. We made a list to help you understand your farts' characteristics and how they're formed. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your farts being formed. The silent but deadly. Oh, wait a minute. You, me, and farts all have one thing in common. We're all unique and different. So we've made a list to help you understand your farts' characteristics and how they're formed. The silent but deadly comes from a chewing gum. They come out randomly and fill the air around you. Chewing gum is the most well-known suspect of these farts. There's a small amount of sorbitol, an indigestible sugar found in gum that makes you fart. The unsuspecting is usually caused by apples, peaches, and prunes. Big Fatty. Sorbitol can be found in fruits as well. Y'all, the Jazz Quartet, caused by cereal, oatmeal, and other breads. Lactose is the most commonly found in dairy, but it's also in many cereals and breads. Small amounts of lactose combined with fiber and starch will create cute little gas bubbles in your colon. Big Fatty, there's nothing cuter in your colon. Pandora's box, generally caused by broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and cabbage. Big Fatty, you like all of those. That's raffinose is another type of indigestible sugar. But really, raffinose? More like bum my nose. Who knew eating veggies could backfire? Big Fatty. Sour milk, caused by milk, ice cream, cheese, and most dairy products. Like we mentioned earlier, lactose makes you fart. Just in case you didn't know, there's a high amount of lactose in milk and dairy products. The worst third wheel, caused by beans and raw onions. Big Fatty, you don't like either of those. Beans might not make you dance, but they have a high amount of fiber and raffinose that will make you fart until there's no end. the nuclear bomb. It's caused by fast food. Big Fatty, you can say that. Y'all, it's true. I can go to the McDonald's, and y'all, within 2 hours, I will be, the hazmat team gets called. This special type of fart will send you straight to your deathbed. Fast food contains the highest amount of sugars and makes your intestines stop function and let out farts so ghastly that could do some terrible things to your senses. Dr. Stone, thank you so much for the fart lesson. Big Fatty, if anybody knows about home pooping and farts, it's Dr. Stone. Well, that's probably true. anyway, y'all, Paul, the Kitten Whisperer, has sent me some things. It's the Blonde Cassier. He says, a woman goes into the Bass Pro Shop and buys a rod and reel for her grandson's birthday. She doesn't know which one to get, so she just grabs one and goes over to the counter. A Bass Pro Shop associate standing there wearing dark shades, she says, She says, excuse me, sir, can you tell me anything about this rod and reel? He says, ma'am, I'm completely blind, but if you drop it on the counter, I can tell you everything from the sound it makes. She doesn't believe him, but drops it on the counter, and he says, oh yes, that's a 6-foot Shakespeare graphite rod with a Zebco 404 reel and a 10-pound test line. It's a good all-around combination. It's on sale this week for only $20. She says, that's amazing that you can tell all of that by the sound of dropping it on the counter. I'll take it. As she opens her purse, her credit card drops on the floor, and he says, oh, that sounds like a MasterCard. She bends down to pick it up and accidentally farts. Big Vinny, everything's about farting today. At first, she is really embarrassed, but then she realizes there's no way the blind clerk could tell it was she who tooted. Being blind, he wouldn't know that she was the only person around. The man rings up the sale and says, that'll be $34.50, please. And the woman says, who is totally confused by this, and asks, didn't you tell me the rod and reel was $20? How did you get to $34.50? He says, yes, ma'am, the rod and reel is $20, and the duck call is $11, and the bear repellent is $3.50. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. Oh, Paul, that was a good one. Big Fatty, the bear repellent smells like a toot from the McDonald's. And y'all, Paul also sent me the bacon. He sent me something about the bacon cookbook.
Big Fatty, you don't need that. All you do is put the bacon in the pan and fry it up.
Well, you know, no, I like to make the shishameat rice too.
Oh, well, Big Fatty, how does that start off?
Well, you take the bacon and you put it in the pan and you fry it up.
Yes, Big Fatty, like I said, and then you put rice in the bacon grease and stir it up and add salt and pepper.
Okay, Cassie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Friday and a lovely weekend. Y'all, I expect I'll get to go out and see Granny on Saturday night, unless he, of course, he is sitting at home farting it up.
Big Fatty, poor old thing.
Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the little Aussie battler. You know, he's down there in the future.
Yes, Big Fatty, we love the little Aussie battler.
And Scotty, you know, on Friday, the old gal puts out a little show from Walnut Hills. I'm not sure if you listen, but if you do listen, do you have a review of her show?
Nobody wants a Debbie Downer podcast.
Not nice.
He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.